Pharmaceutical companies that produce COVID-19 vaccines have said people will likely need a booster shot to maintain their immune response to the virus and its variants. Moderna's booster trial is underway to target variants, but scientists argue it's too soon to know whether or not people will need boosters. Zoe Reed of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk explains the science of booster shots.
A person's immunity can dissipate over time, so you might need a booster shot to provoke a stronger immune response. You might also need a booster when an infectious agent changes, like the flu. Studies show the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines work at least 6 months, but more research needs to be done, and more needs to be learned about the evolving variants. Microbiologist Frederick Bushman of the University of Pennsylvania says variants in our region are increasing.
The virus is evolving to spread more efficiently in humans, and that's accompanied by changes in the viral proteins, the surface spike protein. And so the question is, will we need a different vaccine to block infection with new variants as they arise?
Research shows the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines work against at least some of the variants, and Bushman says the vaccines are already robust. Boosters could be produced quickly, but he hopes we don't need them. The key, he says, is having a high vaccination rate in the population.
So if we can keep those up and suppress the levels of virus, that reduces the chances of the virus mutating. If there's just a lot less virus, a lot less transmission, there'll be a lot less viral evolution. So, you know, we have it in our power to really strongly influence the situation by getting vaccinated, wearing masks, and engaging in all the precautions we've been hearing about.
For now, Moderna has released some initial findings that its booster works against the variants from South Africa and Brazil, and trial participants had similar side effects as the vaccine, like fatigue, headache, and muscle pain. For more information about the shot, go to whyy.org/vaccine. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.